Unreal. Uncensored. Unradio.
Cliffcentral.com.
Good morning, good morning. Obviously, you are listening to cliffcentral.com. And we are filling in. Let me tell you exactly who is filling in for the fabulous Casper De Vries for the next couple of hours. She is a multi-award winning, platinum selling, theta healing instructing person of note, oozing fabulousness. And best of all, she is my good friend, ladies and gentlemen, Nia Nell on air.
Yay! I love that song. Wasn't it cool? I need a little sweetness in my life. And that is Clint. Clint is such a sweetness in my life. Awesome friend, awesome person, amazing singer-songwriter, and also theta healer, practitioner, amazing man. I think the woman who's going to get him is going to be so lucky. Clint Cunningham, thank you so much for joining me. She's listening. Oh, sorry, he's been taken. It's exactly, what, 1 week now?
A couple of weeks.
Is that why you're smiling?
From ear to ear. So I figured we have to come up with something to follow on from the sex show.
Oh, my word, how sexy was
that? I was very, very impressed. And there was a live demonstration
and
in the studio.
And we got to watch. That was very exciting.
Oh, awesome.
Casper De Vries. Jy weet nie, die eerste keer wat ek hom ontmoet het, was ek op sy show op TV gewees, nie?
Ja, ek ook.
And, oh, did you also be on
the
show?
I was one of the pub idols.
Oh, the pub.
A pub idol. It was great marketing, but it was terrible.
Oh, man, I'll never forget it. I sang this song. I've got this beautiful song called As One. And as I'm about to walk on stage, Casper go, Dames en heren, sit julle hande saam vir Nia Nell met One Ass. And I couldn't sing. I was like on the floor.
With one
we
ass.
We had to start the song again. I kon regtig nie, ek kon nie eens aangaan nie.
One, and it's a great ass.
I got a great ass, that's for sure.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. What's new? What's happening in your life? Tell us something interesting. Let's deal with the main issue first, because I know your fans.
Oh, here it comes.
I know
here
your
it comes.
Fans.
Do you know
okay.
my fans?
Your divorce has been much publicized, and me as somebody who knows you very, very well, knows that it is a wonderful thing that happened to you. For you and your ex-husband, you've set each other free. You learned lots from each other, I believe.
Absolutely.
And it was time to walk separate paths. But you've taken a bit of flack.
Oh, yes. I mean, on a daily basis, I will get people on the Facebook, you know, leaving comments, not always so nice. But what I've learned in life is that this is, number one, my life, okay? And I am the one who has to live it.
Yes.
And die keuses wat ons maak, gaan die reis wees wat ons vat, you know? So I believe and I trust and I know that in my life, I have made the best decision. I have made so many decisions coming from a place of fear, you know. We make decisions choosing people to stay in our lives, settling just because we don't want to be alone. These are all choices from fear. And I think, well, I'm 43 years old now, feeling
you
like
would never say.
I feel like a great red wine. But I think after so many years, you finally learn to love and accept yourself. And then you realize you are supposed to be making choices from a place of love. And getting divorced was definitely a choice that I made from a place of love, both for myself and for my ex-husband. And both of us are extremely happy right now. And the children are very happy. I think the fans are mostly concerned about the children.
Yes.
So let me just add in that while we're talking about children. Do you know, if you are happy, if you're fulfilled, and if you can be who you are, children will always, always follow our example. They're not going to listen to what we say. They look at what we do.
Your actions speak louder than your words.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my children, what I wanted to teach them is that I make choices for the best of who I am and choices that makes me happy. Okay? And these choices are always for the highest good of all, because when you make choices from a place where you are happy and you are fulfilled, then you have so much joy and happiness to share with other people.
And it's contagious.
Absolutely. And if you are feeling unhappy within yourself, how can you give from a place of unhappiness? There is nothing to give. So I've learned to fulfill myself, to be gentle with myself, to be kind with myself. And when my cup is full, I have so much more to give to other people. And this is the lesson that I want to teach my children. Because I know that if they can learn to love themselves and be comfortable with themselves, then they will definitely live a fulfilling life. Accepting, self-acceptance, self-love, Those are the things that I want to teach, and I need to lead by example.
Absolutely. But don't you love that word, contagious? It's such a beautiful word.
And
And if you're feeling it, then the people around you feeling it. And I knew this teacher once. She teaches the kids in the class a new word every day. And she says, kids in the class, today the new word is contagious. Can you make a sentence with the word contagious?
Why does it feel like it's going to get naughty?
So yeah, little Yanni in the back says, Yamas, I can do it. And he starts. He says, the other day I was driving with my dad in the car.
Yeah.
Okay. And we went past the oak. He was painting his house with a toothbrush. And my dad said, it's going to take that contagious toothbrush painting his house.
I knew that was going to be naughty. Let me just rein this
in. Sorry. Okay. I couldn't resist. This is uncensored radio.
And
weet julle wat, nee? Ons moet 'n bietjie Afrikaans praat.
Ja, ek praat baie goed Afrikaans, want ek is Afrikaans.
Weet jy hoekom? Ek doen dit omdat ek kan, alhoewel ek is 'n Engelsman. En die mense sê laat wil, maar moenie vir my sê ek is 'n sout, mag dit nie sê nie.
But Clint, you know, everybody knows that I'm a mom of a triplet and that my girls are beautiful and everything, but I don't know if they know what an awesome dad you are. And you've actually been a single dad for many, many years. And just tell us about this journey. I mean, being a single dad, raising this beautiful daughter, and then you also have two others that you've adopted, which I think is so amazing.
Yeah. Honesty is always the best policy. 14 years ago, I had a one-night stand sponsored by Jack Daniels. And the most incredible thing happened to me. I became a dad. I've been very blessed to have her in my life 80% of the time. Her mom is wonderful, but I've been able to take the lead role. And her name is Alex, and she is the greatest gift.
She is
my biggest teacher. I love her incredibly. She is so she's very musically talented. She has compassion and grace. Where she got that from, I have no clue, but she has it anyway. And she's got two big sisters that I adopted 19 years ago. I used to play a lot in Durban. I had two friends that owned different venues in Durban, and I used to go down there regularly to perform. And I noticed a little family, a mom and her daughters in the front row at one of the gigs I did. They were regulars, and I noticed that the one daughter was watching every move I made on stage. She was watching the chords that my hands were playing, and I kind of figured that she was in love with the same thing I'm in love with, and that's music and performing. Yeah. And her little sister came up to me and said, please ask my sister Caitlin to sing. And it's actually an awesome story. So I went across to her. She was about 9-10 years old at the time. And I said to her, Caitlin, your sister Megan says that you can sing. Would you like to sing a song with me? And I saw the fear in her face. She nearly crapped herself. But she did not say no.
She said yes.
And I recognize that, because that's what happened to me the first time I was offered an opportunity to be on stage, is that the fear of not doing it was worse than the fear of doing it. You know, the regret would have been worse.
Oh, I know that feeling.
So Caitlin got up on stage with me, and in my big mouth, in an inimitable way, I announced to 300 people in a crowded bar that a young girl, one of their own, 9-10 years old, was going to sing a song for them. So the whole place went dead quiet. And we'd worked out that the only song that she knew and I knew was The House of the Rising Sun.
Yes.
So I started The House of the Rising Sun, and I played the little turnaround in the beginning. And she missed her cue the first time, and her knees were shaking. I could see her knees wobbling on stage. I played it for the second time, and she missed it again. And then I leaned over and whispered in the ear, I said, baby, it's now or never. And she jumped in for the third time. Her voice wobbled for a couple of notes, and then she found her voice. And this crystal clear, beautiful, angelic voice just filled up this bar. There was like stunned silence. She sang two lines, and the whole place erupted into applause. So it was an amazing first meeting. And then every time I was there, they would be there. And I got to know them well. And they had never had a dad. Their dad left when they were very, very young. And they asked me. They asked me if I'd be their dad. And I was young enough and full of enough bravado to say yes. And we've had our baptism of fire. We've had our drama and that. But for the last, I would say, 7-odd years now, it's been absolutely perfect. They're my precious girls. I love them to bits.
Now, I know these girls, and they adore you.
Yeah,
so
I adore
much.
Them. I've gotten so much out of this relationship.
You know, in life, I've realized that you can be in the most beautiful places on earth, and you can have wonderful experiences. But in the end, it depends on who you get to share it with.
Absolutely.
And if you can have those amazing people in your life, whether it's your children or your parents or just friends, and that is what matters, hey? Sharing life.
Absolutely.
Sharing life and sharing the special moments with people. Now, you and I both started out in this.
Yes. I've known you for over 20 years.
I know. Yep. I can't remember most of the 20 years.
We were little pub singers back
little
in the day.
Little pub singers, yeah, we sure were. Well, I sang in many, many pubs, many casinos, many hotels.
Yes. You used to play the piano in the Michelangelo Hotel.
I know. Didn't you come and interview me there one
day? Yes, for a TV show. And you were, and you are so not a wallflower, but that was a wallflower gig of note. You told me a story once that you were very, very shy. You sometimes used to have a panic attack in the toilets before you performed. And you actually made a cognitive decision where you decided, does not work for me.
You know,
I need to do something.
When you were telling the story of Caitlin, I could so relate because I had such a fear of people. I couldn't say two words on a stage. I was when I was 6 years old, I already sounded like an adult when I sang, you know. Ek het 'n groot, groot stem gehad. Maar dit was so overwhelming vir my gewees, want ek was so bang vir mense gewees. En dit het my nou regtig 43 jaar gevat om in hierdie stem in te groei. En op hierdie reis het ek besef, wow, jy weet, 'n mens kan baie vaardighede aanleer. Jy kan introvert wees, maar jy kan jou extrovert kant ontwikkel. Jy kan 'n regterbrein kunstenaar wees, maar jy kan jou linkerbrein ontwikkel as ek moet in die besigheid, jy weet. En jy kan leer om voor mense te praat en alles, maar niks van daai vrees weg nie, nie.
Ja.
En dit het my jare gevat om in my stem in te groei. En ek dink, dit is omdat, you know, on this planet, on this earth, we've learned to define ourselves by what we do for a living, you know.
Yes.
How we look, what we have, what we've achieved. And if you define yourself by those things, I mean, life is going to get a little bit scary, because all of us just wants to be loved, you know, and this fear of rejection and all of those things. But I remember playing in the hotels, and this fear of rejection and the fear of people numbed me. I would sit in the toilet every break that I had. I couldn't speak to people, so I'd go to the toilet and I'd sit in there, and I was so afraid. And having panic attacks while you're supposed to be performing, I mean, that is a scary place to be. Because what would happen to me is my right arm would go all lame. And the right side of my face would go all lame. And you have spit drooling down here, and I have to, like, play a song. Now, try and play the piano with the arm that's lame, and try and sing with the side of your face being lame. It was crazy. And I just realized at one place, I cannot go on like this. And I remember sitting in the toilet. That's where I spend most of my time, because I was too afraid to speak to people. And I thought, no, I've got to make – this is going to change. It cannot go on like this. So I plugged up the courage one night, and I walked out there, and I walked to the first table, and I just put out my hand and I said, "Hi, I'm Neonel. Hope you're enjoying the music." Now, that was terrifying in itself for me. And, you know, up to that stage, I couldn't find a record company to sign me. I was 30 years old already. You can't even, like, enter the pop idols when you're 30. You've passed your sell-by date. So, changing my attitude, walking out there and thinking, I am going to change this. I said hi, and I met some beautiful people that eventually became regulars, and eventually one of those people sponsored my first album. And this is how I managed to...
Oh, thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But what needed to change was my attitude, and I needed to pluck up the courage just to connect with human beings, you know, because if you are so scared that you're hiding away, you are missing out on a beautiful life. And I know it's scary, trust me. I mean, I've been there. Panic attacks, I mean, it's a crazy thing. This is 20 years ago.
I can't see you with a panic attack. I mean, you've sung on stage with Andrea Bocelli. And which song did you sing? The Prayer.
I sang
Time to Say Goodbye.
Yeah, we did The Prayer. And then we did Wise Men Say Only Fools Rush In. Now that is where being a pop singer comes in handy.
Yes.
I didn't get the memo from, I don't know how the message didn't get to me clearly, but Andrea Bocelli wanted me to sing actually three songs with him, and then I only got that they want me to sing The Prayer. And so I rehearsed The Prayer, thank goodness, because of all the different languages and everything. But when I got there, this was 5 o'clock, and I think the show started at 8. He says, but aren't you singing these other two songs with me? And I'm like, no, sorry, I don't know. Nobody's told me. And he says, well, do you know this song, Wise Men Say Yes? And like, just before, I didn't know that this happens on a big scale like this. But we actually just quickly went into his dressing room and rehearsed the song probably an hour before
that's
the show.
Awesome. Now that's, real people.
This is when the pub singing comes in handy. Because you and I, we know how to busk, right?
Absolutely. things that have happened to us in bars. Fights and falling through stages. And I had a speaker fall off the top speaker, fall off a speaker stack and pin a guy into his spaghetti bolognese. I promise you, I was playing at the front of the stage, singing my heart out, and I realized there's something, the sound is funny. There's something
spaghetti sound.
And I turned around, there was a guy with spaghetti all over his face and a bump on his head and my speaker lying on the floor. So,
the rejection in the pubs can be quite lethal at times. I mean,
That's why I'm not a big rugby supporter.
Yeah, because you always have to
be, I have to be honest. The amount of times I heard, Engelsman, play still on Skokie Rugby. Does he blow Billa, Engelsman? Asseblief, play still.
That's so funny. They used to come up to me almost every single night at the Uncle Angelo or the Hyatt Hilton, and they're like, excuse me, ma'am, do you think you can maybe sing a little bit softer because we can't hear ourselves speak at the table? Like one night the guy asked me if I could maybe just not sing and just play the piano.
With your fabulous voice.
You know.
Can you believe
what's it? What's wrong with you guys?
I had a guy walk up to me once. I was in the middle of presenting a show. The show's called The Midnight Hour at the Theatre of Marcellus. I was singing a song, and a guy came up, Supper Theatre. He came up to the front of the stage. He stood at the front of the stage, and he was waiting for me to finish.
But why are you singing now?
While I'm singing, okay? He's now waiting so that at the end of the song, he can ask me a question. Now, the entire audience can see him doing this. So we finish the song. Everyone claps, and now there's like this pregnant pause. Yeah, how's Clint going to handle this dude now? So I look down at him, and I smile at him. I say, can I help you, my buddy? He says, yes. Do you do requests? I said, absolutely. He said, thanks, and went and sat down.
No.
I promise you. I was like, I'm glad we could clear that up.
Thank you. All right, now we know that you do requests. And then, like, when you do the corporate gigs, and the manager or whoever books you will come right up, stand in front of the stage, and actually give you the sign. In the middle of the song,
there's
going to be a speech. Like, cut it now, it's open. You got to stop right there. Doesn't
in the middle of the song.
In the middle.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Or you're too loud, and they actually come and like show you, and the entire audience can see that he's showing you softer.
Yeah. Well, in the middle of the song, you hear this huge round of applause, and you think, yes, I'm winning them over. Yeah. Meanwhile, Chester Williams has just scored in the corner, the TV, rugby above your head.
But, my friend, what have we learned? We've learned to become solid within ourselves.
Yes.
We've learned to accept ourselves. And I think the one thing is when I get onto a stage today, I do not go on there expecting an audience to fulfill me or to fill some gap in me. I walk on a stage already fulfilled, already whole, already complete. And what I bring with me is the love that I come to share, you know, and that is when you're in a good space, because it's when you still expect them to come.
And I've witnessed it, eh? Witnessed it. It was my birthday weekend a couple of weekends ago. I do a lot of adventure biking. So I'm riding. I take a bunch of riders away with me once a year for my birthday weekend, and we do a whole bunch of riding, and I sing around the campfire for them. And on the Friday night, I was scheduled to sing around the campfire. You came with. I was so blessed to have you with. Thank you for being there that weekend. And it was raining outside, so we couldn't have a campfire. So in the bar, at the Sparkling Waters Hotel in the Magaliesberg. They've got a beautiful old-style English Tudor bar. They've got a massive fire, and I pick up my guitar, and I sing for the people with no mics and speakers or anything. And it was such a fabulous response. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of it all, I called you up to sing a song, and you completely stole the show. And I watched people fall in love with you. I watched your voice lift people. When I say lift people, I mean lift people. People walked out lighter because of the gifts that you have.
And the same for you. And you know,
I smoke you stick into.
I think it's amazing to have an amazing friend like you. And I'm so glad that you brought the guitar with us. It's actually my guitar, a Yamaha guitar.
We both love Yamaha.
We have even listeners here from Dubai, Clint. There's a message from Gladys, and she says she's listening from Dubai, and she really loves the Cliff Central show. And there we go. Clint, are you going to sing us?
I think we should sing something quickly for
you. I think you hit it off and you start and you sing us a beautiful song. Clint Cunningham, ladies and gentlemen. There we go.
When Gareth wakes up in the morning,
tell me about it.
His rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
When Gareth wakes up in the morning, his rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
And ladies and gentlemen, you want to know what happens next?
Yeah, please tell us.
It's got absolutely nothing to do with you.
Right, sing us one of the songs that oh, you're such a wonderful songwriter. And I think this is what I love so much about your music is that you are not just an entertainer, both of us.
Mm.
We heal through music. And
I fell in love with songs that tell stories when I was growing up. A song that tells a story, we don't have many of those anymore. We've got, songs are so manufactured and follow trends and fashions and all that nonsense these days.
Mm.
But I grew up on Cat Stevens and Bob Dylan and John Denver and...
I didn't even listen to music.
Yes.
Well, I grew up in Namibia. We didn't even...
And then I had to play in the pubs and the clubs, so...
And you had to do like...
I raise my head slightly as I tune my guitar. And I look across the room towards the people at the bar. There's 17 televisions regurgitating sports. And there's a cheer from the crowd as Brian Habana gets caught. And there's a drunken fool who's trying to play pool. He says, yeah, but play something we know. It's someone else's song. Lord, where did I go wrong? Do I really have nowhere else to go? Oh, I was a little pop singer. Now I am trying to be bigger.
Yeah, you big.
Listen to me, for I'm a joy bringer. I was a little pop singer. Hey, I'm on a rickety stage. It's only hardboard on crates. Give me a double Jack Daniels before it's too late. But there's a pretty face watching as I begin my song.
Was it me? Was it me?
I'd smart to take her home.
Yes.
All night long. And the drunken fool who's trying to play pool, he said, hey, play something we know. Someone else's song. Where did I go wrong? Do I really have nowhere else to go? Whoa. I was a little pub singer. Now I am trying to be bigger. Listen to me, for I'm a joy bringer. I was a little pub singer. Hey, someone's rude request. Hey, play something with a beat. As the pool player retires to puke in the street. How did I wind up here? I'm trying to entertain. In a place where I'm not needed, I've got nothing left to gain. Ow! And the cigarette smoke, making me choke, hangs in the air like a mist. Am I surrounded by fools? Am I breaking all the rules? It's no wonder I'm a little pissed. I was a little pop singer. Now I am trying to be bigger. Listen to me, for I'm a joy bringer. I was a little pub singer.
5 minute, voel lank, as jy in die middel van die nag op jylle familievakantie in die wildtuin met 'n skok besef die mooie gesteen van leeuws net buiten die kamp kom van binnen die kamp. Meer spesifiek, die tent langs aan, waar jou ouers slaap, of dan nou nie slaap nie. En terwyl jy wydoog daar lê, verwens jy die dag wat jy vir daai rubber opblaasmatras gekoop het. En jy besef, jy sal nooit weer na diere se magiese naggeluide kan luister, sonder om hierdie nagmerrie te herleef nie. En jou jongste jou vreesbevange wakker maak, omdat monsters gaan bang maak. Onwetend, dat hulle jou baie, baie banger maak, totdat dit net vir lank genoeg ophou, om jy te laat dink dis genadiglik verby. Net vir die koning van die oerwoud, om te hervat en weer die kat in die donker te knip, vir wat na ewigheid voel. 5 minute voel kort, as dit altyd is wat dit jou vat om jou gunsteling mieliepap gaar te maak. Ys Quick Cook Mieliemeel. Van sak na bak in 5 minute.
Unreal. Uncensored. Unreal.
I walk on till they fall low. I stay strong when all things fail. I sing my song until they listen. Cause this fire keeps burning in my soul. Oh, this fire keeps burning in my soul. I've been lost and I've been desperate. Lost my faith.
Song, thank you, ladies thank you, and gentlemen, me and Nell.
So, Clint, you are a man who likes to ride fast and furious on your motorbike.
You know, my motorbike, oh, I'm so in love with my motorbike, and my motorbike saved my life. A lot of people, when they hear that I ride bike, they're often coming from a place of fear, saying, you must be careful, eh? You must be careful. I had my uncle's cousin's granny's aunt who fell off and broke this and whatever. And I honestly, my bike saved my ass. I've gone through a horrible breakup. I'd lost myself a little bit. My uncle Jack Daniels and I were way too close. And I did a solo trip by myself into Mozambique for a week, all by myself. I got lost. I fell off my bike on a dirt road. I lost my top box because in Mozambique, even the potholes have potholes. And but somewhere in all that chaos, I found myself again. And I've been very blessed for the last 6 years. I've been a brand ambassador for a prominent motorcycle dealer. And that's just come to an end now, the end of June. And I've now been made an offer by Yamaha.
Yamaha.
Oh, we love Yamaha. They're giving me a wonderful guitar to use, a drum kit to use, a super tenor.
How awesome is that combination? I mean,
they do the
music, the music side and everything.
Well, those are other than my family, my two big loves are music and motorcycles,
and me, of course, and you,
and Christina, and my dad.
I ain't gonna put the girlfriend in there.
Absolutely,
Christina, we love you.
Oh, awesome, man. Yeah, so that's me and my love of motorbikes. I've discovered.
So you're going to do the Sani Pass soon?
Yes, Christina and I are riding down to Sani Pass Hotel because one of the top 10 things to do on an adventure motorcycle in Africa is Sani Pass. It is the most magnificent dirt road, adrenaline pumping. It's like a 35-kilometer bungee jump on a motorcycle, and the mom nature is showing off spectacularly all around you. It's very inspiring, and you know, we're doing that end of the month because I actually won a prize. Yeah, three nights for free.
Clint, you know what? I will never forget the ride that the two of us went on.
Yeah, that was awesome, eh?
Man, I remember sitting on the
N1. I actually watched you
N1.
Fall in love with my motorbike. It was so cool.
I fall in love with your bike. I was sitting, and I remember on the highway, and I was just peeping over your shoulder, and I saw that you were hitting 200.
I was.
You were. Yes. And I was like, oh, please, just protect me, angels. I have three children, but I'm loving this so much. That was amazing.
Yeah,
that was amazing. We won't do that again because, I mean, we have to be responsible with your parents. But that was just for that one time. That
there's
was
a freedom when there's a solitude in your helmet. There's a, as I said, with mom nature showing off all around you. There's a very spiritual, therapeutic.
It is very meditative.
Yes.
I get some money slap. And toen was daar grondpad vat. Ek was baie salig onbewus van die feit dat ons eintlik deur groot gevaar gegaan het.
I came flying around a corner and all of a sudden the road had been graded, so there was a whole pile of sand. And riding a motorcycle on sand is very, very, very entertaining, to say the least. And what you have to do is you have to stand up, open up, and look up. So I immediately did all three of those things with my heart in my throat, knowing how precious the cargo was behind me. You were whistling in your helmet, completely oblivious.
En dan sou jy staan hier en ek dink miskien moet ek ook opstaan en ek het ook opgestaan en ek dink jenema ek doen so goed met hierdie storie.
Ja, but we got through it.
We got through it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But we got through a lot of things, you know, and I think that is what I'm so thankful for in life, is all the experiences that I've had, and because what is life without these experiences?
Yes.
And I always remind people, you know, before we even come to this earth, before we even born, we must remember that we choose our experiences. We choose what it is that we need to learn and what we want to discover and what how we want to grow before we come to Earth. And that is why this remembering this takes you out of victim mode. Because if you believe that things are happening to you, you're going to feel like a victim.
Yes.
But it is amazing if you understand that you chose these experiences before you come here, and then you're from a place of power where you can go, okay, why did I choose this experience? What is it that I wanted to learn from this? And how am I going to grow? And what am I going to take from this experience to better myself and to become stronger?
Don't you love that word, remember?
Remember.
To remember. I love that. That means so much.
You know, because this is what life is about. It is us remembering, basically connecting with our fellow human beings, you know.
Yes.
And if we can all just vibrate in this frequency of love, which we all are, I mean, life can be so amazing and simple. But yet, we need the complexity of it, hey, to kind of find ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. The wonderful illusion.
This is not real.
Speaking of vibrating
with
wonderful
frequencies. Can I sing?
Absolutely.
And you can bring me that guitar.
I'll be back. I'm getting
now
the guitar.
I'm definitely not as accomplished as Clint on the guitar, but hell, I look a lot more sexier. Wait, let me just. Okay, I got it. This and this and.
There we go. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing a song that I wrote called Crazy About My Life. But before I sing the song, I want to tell you about this story. I was at the Woolies, Dobri Lighawe.
Woolies.
Yeah, Woolies.
I would have been useless without Woolies in my
Woolies
time.
Woolies is amazing. No, maar daar is mos 'n Woolies daar by die Kaapse Lughawe, nee. So voor jy net voor jy op jou vliegtuig gaan klim, gaan koop jy al jou snacks by Woolies, dan staan dit ten minste halfuur, okay? En ek staan so in die ry, daar's 'n vrou wat so voor my staan en sy draai so terug en sy stamp my so. Sy sê vir my, "Hoorie, is daar nie die mense van 7de Laan nie?" Nou, ek kyk die 7de Laan nie, so ek het nie 'n idee nie, en ek kyk so vir hulle, ek sê vir hulle nie, Jesus, sê ek vir die vroukie, ek weet nie, ek kyk glad nie, ek is jammer, ek kyk die 7de. Sy sê, Isman, kyk, dis die ouens van 7de laan, nie, en sy tap, tap, tap my so, nie. Ons twee staan nog so en kyk vir die twee, hierso draai hulle om, nie, en hulle begin met my praat, hulle sê, hulle nie, nou, gaan dit met jou, en ek so sê, o, jees, ek weet nie, wie hierdie mense is, nie, later wees ons mekaar sy hele story, ek weet hulle waan toe hulle vlieg, wat hulle gaan doen, hulle weet wat ek gaan doen, en alles, en toe hulle so wegstap, en ek sê vir hulle baie draai, ek na die vraag, ek sê vir hulle, van, wie is hierdie mense nou weer, nie, sy sê, man, dit is Sunny en Jannie van 7de laan, sy kyk so vir my, sy sê, hulle het seker met jou gepraat, omdat hulle ook denk, jy is een celebrity, toe sê ek van, ja, seker maar, I'm crazy about my life, I'm gonna take these earphones off, otherwise I won't be able to,
no problem,
get a, ek
no
is net, ek love, love, love my life, can I just sing like this, why, because, with every day, comes a new experience, and every day, I get to do fun things.
Like this.
Like talking on Cliff Central. My head is up in the clouds. I don't know much about it, but I just know I'm crazy about my life. I'm slightly off in a crowd. I don't really go with the flow. I just like to take things kinda slow. I don't give up in a hurry. Nothing you do makes me worry. I take control of the way things go. Mm-hmm. I wake up late in the mornings. Nothing I do's ever boring. If it is, I'll just change my ways. I try to smell the roses everywhere I go. If it rains, I know a rainbow's gonna show. If it's the darkest night, I wish upon a star. If it's the end, I had the greatest ride by far. I say, hey, my head is up in the clouds. I don't know much about a mortar. Just know I'm crazy about my life. Yeah. I've showed my fear the way out. I told it to never come back. I walked it all the way out that door. Some people live for the moment, and others plan it forever. I took that moment and made it mine. So come and dance with me, baby. Don't let me hear you say maybe, for this may be all we ever have. Embrace the pleasure of being, entice the nothing we're seeing, and that's to sum up all I know. Yeah, I try to smell the roses everywhere I go, and if it rains, I know a rainbow's gonna show. If it's the darkest night, I wish upon a star. If it's the end, I have the greatest ride by far. I say, hey, my head is up in the clouds. I don't know much about a mojay. Just know I'm crazy about my life. I try to smell the roses everywhere I go. If it rains, I know a rainbow's gonna show. If it's the darkest night, I wish upon a star. If it's the end, I had the greatest ride by far. I say, hey, my head is up in the clouds. I don't know much about a much. I just know I'm crazy about my life. Yes, I'm just crazy about my life. Oh, I'm just crazy about my life. Yes, I'm just crazy about my life.
Yes, please. Awesome song. Thank you, Nia Nell.
Crazy about my life.
You and I are both very similar in the fact that there is a responsibility in writing a song.
Absolutely.
To tell the story to perhaps heal and uplift and enlighten. And I love that about your music, is that every song that you write comes from a place of such love and positivity, and I think something that our planet needs so much.
It's about the message.
Yes.
It's all about the message, you know.
And there's, now I often say, and I've told you this before, I often say that there's only two kinds of songs, and I'm not talking about metal and pop and folk and R&B. There's only two kinds of songs. There's, the first kind is when an artist is deeply touched by something and that emotion wells up within them and overflows and becomes a piece of music. That is an authentic song, and therein lies the healing, mm-hmm. as opposed to the manufactured industry. So you have authentic and you have manufactured, and the manufactured industry is all about finding the best looking person with the right outfit on with them, so many beats per minute, and that's where mainstream radio and the mainstream industry seems to be at the moment. And it's, I think the point I'm trying to make is that it's so refreshing to be here today to do a radio show all about real stuff and stuff that we believe in, and we just sang live in the studio, and it's like, yay, come on, all the other radio stations must wish, you know, they must wish.
Well, I'm definitely having the time of my life. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing better and more freeing than just being honest. I mean,
yes,
when you have nothing to hide, that's freedom.
You know, and listeners, Nia Nell was so nervous before we went on air because she didn't know if we would have enough to say.
He was laughing at me and he's going to say, oh, really? You're going to have anything to say?
Awesome.
Well, I mean, you've done this before, and I think that is a thing about life. Whenever you do something for the first time, it's kind of like nerve-wracking. You think, yeah, oh, gaan ek het reg kry. Maar ja, ek hou baie van praat. Ek het nie altyd so baie gepraat nie. Okay, ja. Maar dit is lekker. Dit is lekker om jouself uit te kan draai en te kan sê hoe jy voel. En jy weet, ek dink ons is so bang om te sê hoe ons voel, want ons is so bang mense gaan ons judge en jy weet, maar op die einde van die dag, ek sê dit weer, daar is soveel vryheid om net jou hart te deel en ek bedoel, mense kan miskien jou hart 'n bietjie seer maak, maar hulle kan nooit aan jou siel raak nie, en jou siel wil vlieg, jou siel wil, ja, wil wees, jy weet. En vir my, my grootste boodskap in my musiek is dat ek moet wees wie ek is. Jy weet, en nadat ek al hierdie la afgeskil het van wie ek dink ek is, jy weet, ons dink ons wat ons doen en daai tipe dinge, maar toe ek al goed afgeskil het en ek kom by die kern van my wese uit, het ek besef ek is die een ding wat ons almal so naarstochtelik hierso nastreef. En dit is liefde.
Ja.
En toe ek daai liefde binne in myself vind, toe gebeur daar 'n wonderwerk, jy weet.
Ja.
Want iewers skielik sien ek dit in al die mense rondom my raak, en ek besef, almal van ons huil as ons hartseer is, en almal van ons lag as ons bly is, en almal van ons wil net lief gehê word. En toe besef ek, wow, as ek hierdie liefde kan voel en kan wees in alles wat ek doen, jy weet, en dat my lewensdoel is nie om iets te doen nie, so nie. I mean, we are not human doings, we are human beings.
Oh, love that.
Is it nie beautiful nie?
Ja.
And all that I need to be is this unconditional love that we all are.
Yeah.
And by being that, I'm actually fulfilling my life's purpose.
I remember when I first met you, I was playing with our very good mutual friend, Wouter van der Vente,
yes,
well-known Afrikaans songwriter, and he and I were playing as a two-piece at a place called Tidals in Mossel Bay over Christmas time. And I was halfway through our set, Wouter called his friend up, Sonia, Nia. We all call you Nia back in those days. Because for those of you who don't know, Nia Nell's birth name is Sonia.
Sonia. And that's where Nia Nell comes from. Yeah.
Yeah. And this beautiful dark-haired lady got up on stage and sang Knocking on Heaven's Door with us. And I was in so much pain back then. My mom was dying of cancer. Mm-hmm. And my career hadn't given me the fulfillment that I wanted, and I was smoking so much Zol back then I could have put a whole army to sleep. And again, Jack Daniels was involved as well. But I so remember this angelic voice, and then I didn't see you for about a year or so after that. And then we were at the very famous Marshall's Farm, where I think there were about 20 musos that lived there at one stage back,
yes,
in the day.
Okay, I remember.
And he had a piano in his foyer, and you were visiting, and you called me aside and you said to me, Clint, I want to play you some of my songs. And you sat down at this piano, and you couldn't have kicked my ass more squarely if you tried. It completely, you lifted me.
I was just so happy to find someone that's willing to listen.
I can talk a lot, but I'm also a very good audience.
You are an amazing listener.
And I listened to you. I think you played at least 4 or 5 of your songs, and I'll never forget the one where you sing Zulu in the beginning.
Mia.
No, that's, what a beautiful song. And I remember thinking to myself, this lady is going to change the world. She's going to heal people one song at a time. And it is so awesome 20 years plus later to be here with you and still be able to share in your journey. And you inspire me on a daily basis.
I do also talk you into a lot of things, right? I got you to do the theta healing with me.
Yes.
And today I talked you into coming to talk on cliffcentral.com. Me. Like,
that's awesome, man. It's a big honor for me, you know?
Yeah.
The people who were on air before us were all saying, Nia Nell's up next, Nia Nell's up next. And the one chick said, she said, apparently she's got a guest, but who cares about the guest because it's Nia Nell, it's Nia Nell. So I'm very blessed to be with you. Love you to bits. Very blessed to be
it's
here.
It's awesome. Clint.
Yes.
What's your plans for this year? I mean, have you...
To conquer the world.
Absolutely. And world peace. We absolutely do care about world peace.
You know, I used to have very definite, finite plans and bucket lists and things. And I want to be all I can be. I want to uplift and enlighten. I had a very amazing experience some years back in Klerksdorp, of all places, because I love to tell the story of there's an old Portuguese lady in Primrose that makes the very, very best hamburgers you will ever eat in your whole life. Okay, these hamburgers are made with love. She has culinary skill of note. They are the best hamburgers you will ever, ever, ever eat. She sells about 80 to 120 burgers a day. The McDonald's across the road sells 1,000 burgers a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at popularity, you would say the McDonald's burgers were the better burgers. They are not. This lady from Primrose makes the best burgers. So that was a shift in perception for me, especially in the music industry where popularity is rewarded in the music industry.
Yeah.
So you win a Grammy because you've sold an enormous amount of albums, you know? And I love to tell that story on stage. And I love to and hope to and strive to be like the Portuguese lady in Primrose. My songs are authentic and real.
The quality, and
I'm proud of them. They're not great songs, but they're real, authentic
songs.
They're
awesome songs. They're great songs.
Thank you. And I had at the end of the show, there was a guy who was standing in the queue. I was signing CDs and that, and he came up to me at the end of the show, and I could see that there was something powerful. He had something deep to tell me. He had scars on his head, and he had his mom and his sister and his dad with him, and he said to me, Clint, I need to tell you something. I was in hospital. He'd had three brain tumors removed. He was on his last legs. He was ready to throw in the towel. And someone gave him my album with my song Rock Bottom on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rock Bottom became his call song. I wrote a song called Rock Bottom, and it's about when you're at rock bottom, there's only one way to go, and it's back up. And by the grace of God, that gave him hope. And he managed to pull through, and he wanted to come and tell me that. And he'd heard the whole Grammy story, and his whole vibe was, Clint, if anyone asks you, you have won a Grammy, and his name's Patrick, and he lives in Clarksville.
Oh, that is, and that for is me, the most that, amazing, whew, amazing story.
That shifted my goals and
but
my
when
aims.
You wrote that song,
yes,
did you feel like you've hit rock bottom?
It absolutely. Like, my mom had just died. I'd had a drug problem and a drinking problem. I was nowhere, and I had a moment where I realized that I was nowhere.
You know, and it's when we reach those moments, and we can capture that into a song. I mean, we're gonna play a song of mine just now. That is probably the most honest song that I've ever written in my life, and I think often we are so afraid to be vulnerable because it's kind of like you think it's a weakness and we need to be strong. But I've learned in my life that when you are strong enough to be vulnerable, if you have the courage,
yes,
to be honest and vulnerable and open your heart and share what it is that you truly feel. Because, I mean, on this planet, we've become masters of avoiding feeling.
Yes.
We shelve it, we hide it, we press it down.
Repress and suppress.
And eventually, yeah, we're like this pressure cookers. And we're just, you know, ready to blow. And this is, I mean, you and I'm theta healer, so we understand that if you do not value, honor, and express your feelings, you're going to get ill.
Yes.
You know, it's going to affect your body. So at some point in my life, I had to realize that waking up every morning, feeling resentful, feeling angry, this will affect my health. This will make me ill, right? And I had to make a change. Sometimes you cannot change other people. One thing that I've learned is that change begins with you. You need to change yourself. And I've yes. worked for years and years on myself to become the best that I can be and to be completely whole and healed in within myself. But at some point, you need to change the environment as well. You need to make decisions that change things around you. And this song that we're going to play just now is also on my album called Just Be. It's actually taken me a year now before I actually performed it live for the first time, because it's just so raw. And I remember the first time singing it, I felt incredibly vulnerable. I wanted to start crying on the stage, because being so honest and so vulnerable and saying, yes, you know what, I've hurt. I know how it feels to be rejected. I know how it feels to be alone.
Yeah.
And I think that is probably the biggest fear here on earth, is for people to feel alone. And I've managed to capture this in the song. And what I've realized is that if I have the courage to be vulnerable, I give other people the permission to also be vulnerable and to open up. And this is what music's about. Opening and allowing others to open, and we connect and we share and we feel together. The song we're going to play for you now is called You Prefer.
You prefer to spend time with a glass of red wine, blown circles of smoke to the moon, and I'm all alone in our room. So don't you even dare deny this affair. You prefer to spend time with a glass of red wine instead of being a lover of mine. You're always so busy, it's making me dizzy. Always something important to do, and I'm always waiting on you. So don't you even dare say you're always there. You're making me dizzy, you're always so busy, there's never a moment to share. Oh, how I dream of us being alone as you sweep me away in your arms. I imagine us kissing somewhere in the rain, but then I come down to earth again. 'Cause you prefer to spend time with a glass of red wine instead of being a lover of mine. I guess I'm okay if you just stay away, 'cause I sometimes forget what I miss. But with you it's so obvious. So don't you even dare tell me that you care. 'Cause I'll be okay if you just stay away. But seeing you reminds me each day. Oh, dream of us being alone as you sweep me away in your arms. I imagine us kissing somewhere in the rain, but then I come down to earth again. 'Cause you prefer to spend time with a glass of red wine instead of being a lover of mine. Sweep me away in your arms. I imagine Cause you prefer to spend time with a glass of red wine instead of being a lover of mine. You prefer to spend time with a glass of red wine instead of being a lover of mine.
CliffCentral.com.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song by Nia Nel. So now, Nia, die mense het mooi vir my gesê. In fact, hulle het mooi vir my verduidelik. Hulle het groot woorde gebruik.
In Afrikaans?
Ja, hulle was verskriklik beskrywend. En hulle het vir my gesê, Clint, asseblief, jy kan nie net in Engels sing nie. So,
ga nie nou ons Afrikaans is van sing. Engels man.
Wow, dis die rijpert nie om. Penso con segno parecido lo volverò más. E me pentavo las manos la cara lassù. I vebro visto lo viento lo viene ma dienno. E me hicci l'ora utria. Ana ce l'è venito. Volare. Wow, cantare. Oh, medu. Del pinto di blu, berice, l'estari lassù. That's just a bit of nonsense.
Yo, I love that. That was awesome. What language was that?
It was Clint's Italian.
I loved it. But don't you have like Afrikaans on? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Goed begin.
Is daar geld in my sak?
Okay, that's already funny.
Ja, die radio is vol kak. Hulle wil nie, my liedjie speel nie.
Ek sit vir Cliff Central.
Nou ry ek Dousie se perd en kyk hoe wikkel my ster. En Nia Nel, sy kan het nie glo nie. Groet my elke seem van julle.
Absoluut.
Ek stem Vrystaat oor die blou belang. Ek doen dit omdat ek kan. Alhoewel ek is a Engelsman. En die mense sê laat veel.
Wow.
Maar moet nie vir my sê, ek is a soud.
Ek beloof ek vir dit sê.
Generaal Koos de la Rey, hy is familie van my.
Lerig.
Hy is my oma se oom.
Nog.
En Anton Goosen, ja, Koos kom bys. Saam met hulle, rook ek a bietjie boom. Nie meer nie, nie meer nie. Groet my, ek is een van julle. Ek stem Vrystaat oor die blauw Ek doen dit, omdat ek kan, alhoewel ek is a Engelsman, en die mense sê laat veel, maar moet nie vir my sê, ek is a soud.
Wat sê, stop ons my nou net daar.
awesome. I got into a lot of trouble when I first sang that song.
Yes,
because
I'm sure.
I did not know that that P word was such a vieslike woord.
What's
the
word? Is it?
Yeah, banana peel. For me, it didn't worry me at all. So we were playing at the Mossel Bay Barnyard, okay? And there were, I didn't know, so we did the full Monty version. I included the P word in the song. And there were two old tunnies at the back that were so disgusted. That they packed their monkey and they died.
And they left.
But the best part was, is the owner of the barnyard at the time, Ben Buerta, fabulous guy, loved that barnyard and he ran it so well. He was standing at the box office as the two old tunnies were leaving and he overheard the one tunny say to the other tunny, yeah. Ek kan nie glo hy het peel gesê.
I thought they would be more obsessed about the boom rookery.
Well, now, funny you say that because previously to that we'd played at the Plettenberg Bay Barnyard, which was a very English... As opposed to Mossel Bay was very Afrikaans.
Oh, okay.
So I thought let's see if I get a reaction. So I played Engelsman, the full version of Engelsman at the Plett Barnyard. And an old granny with purple hair came up to me after the show and she was frightfully British. And she said, young man, I did not appreciate your Afrikaans song. And I was trying to think, how does she know about the P word? And she sounds so British. What's all this all about? She says to me, you are on a stage. People look up to you. Stop smoking boom.
Boom.
I was completely blown away. I said to ma'am, I do not smoke boom anymore. And I think by judging by her purple hair, she was the one smoking the good stuff.
But don't you just love all the comments we get and the things that... I tell you, I've had some comments from the audience. I mean, you know, now I'm a more reserved singer than you. So I was sitting behind my keyboard one night and I'm singing, "Tonight I say..." It's like some restaurant there. I shouldn't call the direction, all right? And I'm singing this beautiful song, and suddenly, I think it was a Portuguese restaurant. Suddenly, this guy comes running into the place and he shouts, "Fight! Fight!" You know, and all the guys, like one man, jumps up, and the woman is just set the down, you know, and everyone's screaming, and they're running outside, and I can see through the doorway, like, you know, chairs flying and everyone's hitting and screaming, and I'm just like, "Tonight
I celebrate
my love for you." And guys shouting at me the one night, oh, this was horrible, "Smashing Pumpkins, play a Smashing Pumpkins."
Oh, request, request.
They request. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, Smashing Pumpkins is like a metal kind of. So they're ripping me off, you know, and I'm like dying a slow death. Man, kyk, ek is nou nie so op my back geval soos julle ouens, nee, you're like, so it's like Odozi and teens and yeah, jy het soveel sê goeders, maar ek gaan net stadig saggies dood daar. And if I could come up with a great line like "nice hemp," of wat jou ma met die res van die gordyn gemaak of so iets, maar nee, ek I'm just dying. And then I just met this man, which I married, and I was married to for 14 years because of this, let me tell you. I saw him getting up after probably the 5th or 14th time that these guys were going, "Smashing Pumpkins," and I saw him walking over to their table and he was just whispering something. And
what did he say? What
they
did
were quiet. So after the night, I said to him, "What did you say to them?" He says, "Well, I just told them, if they want to hear Smashing Pumpkins, they should come outside with me." So I went,
oh, that's awesome. So he stuck up for
you. Oh, he stuck up for me. He protected me, and that was so cool. That was amazing.
Some of my muso friends, they did a stint on one of the ocean liners, one of the cruise ships, and after the one night, they'd finished the show, and a member of the audience came up and asked them the question, "Do you guys sleep on board?" And he was a wise ass, and he said, "No, we get on we row back to the mainland after the show."
We got a little thingy.
People ask the most ridiculous questions.
They do. And the stuff that they give you. I remember when I was at the Michelangelo Hotel. Now, you must understand, you're a musician.
Yes.
You earn hardly any money. So here's a tip. Never tip a musician with a drink. Give them money. They want to buy bread.
They want to buy AA meetings.
And they actually have to go and pay rent. But I remember that, like in Michelangelo Hotel, the gentleman will buy me like a glass of champagne. Now, a glass of champagne in those days were 95 rand. One night, someone bought me a whole bottle of Dom Perignon.
Oh,
did
awesome.
I try in vain to sell it back
to the
barman? It was like 1,500 rand. I could pay 2 months of rent.
Oh, man, that's brilliant. Eh? Well, my first professional gig after I left university, I played at the Johannesburg Sun in town. And it was like, the bar was called Judge's Bar, and it was like a real upmarket ladies cocktail lounge that was full of hookers. Seriously. I think there were about 10 escort agencies within a 100-meter radius of the...
Oh, you were so lucky.
There was one of them, her name was Desire or Desiree, and she always used to say to me, "Listen, I'll give you, it's been a slow night, Clint, so I'll give you a half price special." And then I used to head for the hills.
Oh, my word.
But now, there was a guy, one evening I was playing there, and I was very worried. I had no money on me. I'd had just enough petrol to get my little bucky into the parking lot downstairs. I was not going to make it home. And there was an Asian gentleman who was really enjoying what I was doing. And halfway through songs that he was loving, he would come up and he would pop money through my guitar strings while I was playing. Yeah, into the hole, into the guitar. And this had happened a couple of weeks prior.
Yeah.
And I now was playing and I had no money whatsoever. And at the end of the night came and I was like, I'm not going to get home. And as I picked my guitar up to put it into the case, I saw a flash of pink in the guitar.
Oh, that's and
there was a 50 rand note. Then, you know, in those days, that could fill up my car completely with petrol, and I bought a shawarma on the way home.
Could you get it out?
Yes, I just... But it's easy to get it out. It's just I hadn't noticed it previously.
Yeah, I can't get the platforms out when they fall in there, and they do fall in there a lot. So I was just wondering how you get 50 rand out, baby.
No, when you, if you need the 50
you're
rand...
You're so skilled.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, but money. And I mean, you just said you had a bucky. I had a stallion bucky. Do you remember?
Then, I remember. It was the most elegant car for a lady of your grace and poise to be driving.
What did I put a sticker on the back? Says, what did it say? Like, men pick up birds and we pick up worms. En die stallion bakkie, en ek onthou, daar was nog so ou ad gewees met Tolla van der Merwe. Hy het so stallion bakkie gery, so ons het my kar Tolla genoem. And I had to pack all the gear on the back of that bakkie. And you probably experienced this as a musician. Sometimes it rains.
Yes.
Yes, en dan stop jy net onder die brug en jy bid vir jou gear.
Oh, man.
And I remember my speakers. In those days, like, everything's becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. But do you remember the size of the speakers in those days? They were huge. Yeah. And I mean, I'm saying those days, we probably sound very old. But this is about 15 years ago. Yeah. And then I would wrap my arms. I can't put my arms around these speakers. And I would like carry them with my legs as well as I climb up the stairs.
Oh, man.
And getting to my gig. And then the guys, they were so nice. They would open the door for me. I'm like, oh, I'm dying. Yeah. And I was so strong. I remember I had this boyfriend. I dated him for 1 month and he carried my speakers. And I couldn't pick the stuff up again.
That's in those days, we used to put 50,000 rands worth of gear into a 5,000 rand car to go and earn 50 bucks.
That is so true.
Oh, man. I just finished paying off my gear last year.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, man, so I own all my gear now.
Oh, but
so
that is
cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But that is like, I tell you, gear is the most important thing for a musician. If you can have your own speakers and your own stuff. And I remember my parents had an endowment that they took out for me when I was just when I finished studying, because I studied jazz music, and I managed to buy this 9,500 PA system for myself. And with my loving and kind heart, I gave it to someone that needed a system for the night, and I never saw it again.
Oh, no.
That's so that is paying the dues and learning the lessons. And
are you looking forward to Monday? Let's talk about what
Monday.
We're doing on Monday.
Oh, wait. Let me just give an intro to that. Okay. How loud can I sing on this? Just going to introduce Monday.
Okay.
Monday. Yes, the sun will shine again. Monday. All the clouds will disappear. No, don't you ask me why. I've just got the feeling that Monday is gonna be my perfect day. Tell us about Monday.
Jeez, you are talented.
Every time I walk on stage, I go, oh, my goodness, there's people.
And when you opened your lungs there now for the first note, the producer dived across to get to your volume.
I can only imagine the distortion on the other side of this.
Marvelous.
So tell us about Monday.
Well, you and I are doing our workshop on Monday.
Yay!
At the fabulous new venue called Absolute Soul, which is a sanctuary in Centurion. And
Monday.
Nianel and I... We have long since believed that there is a responsibility that comes with entertainment and with songwriting and with music and that, and that there's an amazing thing that happens when you entertain. People who are being entertained get placed in the moment. So their everyday worries and their strife, it gets forgotten for a while, and they get suspended in that perfect moment where they are able to tap their feet, to click their fingers, to clap their hands, to shake their bums. And there's an amazing healing that happens in that. And that's just the first step. And you and I have always really loved that. So we have put an inspired entertainment, music and motivation workshop together. It's all about the P's, about passion and purpose and prosperity and
play.
And yes, and promise and
all those amazing things.
Yeah.
And I also teach a lot of techniques because there's so many skills and things that you can do. to remain healthy, to remain balanced, and
to remain centered. Yeah,
absolutely. And there's these four areas that we mostly focus on: being balanced spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So I'll be sharing a lot of techniques, breathing techniques, sound techniques that can actually assist you and in maintaining your health. We teach people how to manifest, bring in the abundance that's our birthright, the abundance of joy and happiness and wealth and health and all of that. And also just how to focus, like Clinton says, on the now. Because, I mean, the past is just going to be a memory, and it might just make you depressed or sad, or maybe if it was a great memory, happy. But you haven't got it now. And the future is so vast, so big. Yeah. It's just going to leave you feeling anxious.
And you create this moment. You create your future by being in the moment
enjoying the moment. And I mean, you know, all we have, Clint, is this moment. And I don't know about you, but I'm having a lot of fun.
This is a pretty good moment.
Absolutely. But on Monday, we are going to assist you guys to be in the moment, share the moment with us. We are going to sing some songs and just, you know, do some entertainment, like he says, inspirational entertainment. But as on top of everything, Clint and I'm both theta healers. I'm a theta healing practitioner. I'm also a sound healer. And I have a world-published book called Knowing Who I Am, published by Hay House.
Yes.
So my book is also worldwide available. And we are passionate about teaching people who they are.
Yeah.
And to assist them in...
That book of yours is wonderful. I've also written a book. My book is more of a fictional tale, and it was published by me. It has a lot of shagging in it. In fact, my friends have referred to it many times.
Now that you put it in there, you're going to sell more than me. Like a lot of that.
My friends refer to it as 50 Shades of Holy Crap.
Awesome. But come and join us. If you don't know about this yet, I mean, you can find out on our Facebook, cisneanl.com, and Clint
Cunningham or Clint & Co.
Yeah.
Clint & Co is my band. We started out as the Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute show 13-14 years ago, and then did a whole bunch of other stuff from there, and we just became referred to as Clint & Co.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the most flamboyant name, but definitely original and definitely who we are.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I've done, my band and I, we've done over 600 Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute shows.
Whoa.
Over the last 13 odd years, you know.
You've worked hard, eh?
Yeah, I love to perform, you know. We're a working band, and I have been so blessed to be supported by the motorcycle industry and supported by the boxing industry. I'm a licensed ring announcer in the boxing world, and Golden Gloves and African Ring have been fabulous to me. My band plays the fighters to the ring at Empress Palace at Box and Dance. I've traveled to Monaco in the south of France 4 times now to sing the South African national anthem before one of our local world champions. We have awesome world champion boxers. My favorite one is Hecky Butler. He's the minimum weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's called straw weight. I think it's around 47, 48 kgs. He is the, I think it's the WBA and the IBO world champion. Ring Magazine rate him as the number one in his weight division in the world. And people don't know about him. And here he is fighting for the Prince and Princess in Monaco and winning. He's winning all his fights, and he's carrying the South African flag really high.
I got and to you get to sing.
Sing the national anthem. And
do you actually know the words?
I made so sure. I made so sure that I can sing the national anthem properly.
I had to sing it once.
It's nerve-wracking.
I had a New Zealand and Springbok rugby. I mean, it was just so overwhelming. I think there were 60,000 people that day. It's like, this feeling is so amazing.
Yeah.
But I remember when you took a couple of us theta healers to go and see one of your boxing matches.
Yes.
That was the most interesting day, because here we have all these healers, and every time somebody punches somebody, and they're like, oh my goodness, just heal the poor guy.
Oh no, that was an awesome evening. Because I mean, my band, we play the fighters to the ring, so, and we do the Bohemian Rhapsodies and the ACDCs, and we do a whole bunch of our own stuff as well. And then I'm blessed, I get to do the fighting out of the blue corner, wearing the black and white trunks, weighing in at so-and-so, and I get to do all of that. And I had one of my most amazing moments on stage in a boxing ring, where I sang the national anthem for the first time. I sang the national anthem at a Box and Dine event that was a tribute event for the late Corey Saunders, who was a world heavyweight champion.
Wow.
And he was an awesome, awesome man. I met him a couple of times. He was even a fan of my band, which was so cool.
Oh, that is so cool.
I sang the national anthem in a boxing ring with his son and his daughter crying next to me. And it was the first time I'd sung the anthem live before, so I was really focusing on the words and trying not to pick up on their energy, because I would have burst into tears as well. That was such, you must have had some magical moments on stage. Can you remember, do any jump to mind?
Right. Yes, you know, definitely, when I had to sing with Andrea Bocelli,
yes,
we had to rehearse before the show, because we sang one song and then I had to walk off stage with him because it was a then come back for the encore.
And you had to lead him as well.
I had to lead him.
Because he's blind, yeah.
Yeah, and this is the one thing that was so amazing for me, because as I took his arm, now we're practicing this, thank goodness we practiced this, he took my arm and I was not leading because I'm gentle and I was just holding him, and he took the lead and he walked me straight into the grand piano. It was because, and I couldn't believe that someone that's blind can have such confidence and such trust. He just goes. And I'm so thankful that we actually rehearsed that, because that night when I took his arm, I definitely took the lead, you know, and I made sure otherwise I'm going to be ending up with my ball gown on top of the grand piano. That was amazing. And I remember I practiced and practiced and practiced, because the final note of the prayer goes on. And on.
Yes, it does. You've got to have big lungs.
And on. And I remember I practiced this for so long. And I actually went to some singing lessons to see if, you know, to really whack this. Because I didn't want to, like, end in the middle of the note and then there's Andrea Bocelli still singing the note forever and forever. Yes. And the singing teacher said to me, I needed to relax. And instead of thinking that I'm pushing air out, I need to draw the air in while I'm actually holding the note. And this was an amazing lesson for me, because, you know, it's when you force things that you always end up short of where it is that you want to go. But it's when you're drawing things in and just go with the flow.
Yes.
I still didn't get the lesson then, because that night I was singing with Andrea Bocelli and he was going on and on and on. And I remember at one point, when I just didn't have any air anymore, I just kind of smiled and I thought, wow, you know, what a blessing. But that night I realized that if I was there on my own singing there, it would have meant nothing. My mom was there. Actually specifically flew her in from Namibia, want ek is van Namibia af, ek is daar gebore, en ek het my ma spesiaal het inkom en 'n paar familie gebring en so. En dit is wat die aand so amazing gemaak het, want dit is oor in a flash, in a moment. And haven't you realized this, Clint? We can have the greatest moments, but it's just moments.
Yes.
It passes so quickly. It's who you share it with, and afterwards you can sit and chat about it.
Yeah. I had an amazing moment in a little pub in Johannesburg about 15 odd years ago. I had a number one song?
I know. Are you going to sing that song for us? You've got to sing it for us.
Cry, baby, cry. There's no one to love you now. Cry, baby, cry. There's no one to hold you now. Don't you cry, baby, cry. There's no one to love you now. Cry, baby, cry. There's no one to hold you now. I played that song.
Love that song.
As a one-man band in a little bar called Sheila's in the north of Joburg. Mm-hmm. And a guy came up to me afterwards, because it had been a big hit. It had been a big hit for me.
I know, it was playing.
Nobody knew it was me. Oh. It wasn't available in any of the CD stores. So I had a hit song that no one knew was mine, and it wasn't available. That's a typical South African thing. It's happened once or twice before. So I played the song, and this guy came up to me afterwards, and he said, hey, I really dig that song. Who did that song? I said, me.
Yes.
He said, no, I know, but who did that song? I said, me. And then he said, dude, don't get cocky, I'll smack you. You know, he got pissed off with me until he eventually realized, no way, that's your song.
I was like, wrote that song.
That's my song. And then he bought me Jack Daniels for the rest of the night.
You were the man. It's kind of like my song, Who Painted the Moon, you know.
Now, that was a massive hit for you.
It was, and it was covered by a New Zealand singer, beautiful vocalist called Hayley Westerner.
Yes.
And she went on to sell over 2 million CDs with that song as her first single.
Oh, awesome.
So the song didn't, but she could never get radio play in South Africa because my version was already being played here. And so I went onto her YouTube site once and I saw the writings, and it was her version. And I was just reading some of the comments, and there was a guy says, like, who actually wrote the song? And then they thought, no, it was the producer. And they were saying, no, the producer wrote it. And then somebody came in and said, no, Hayley Westman wrote the song. And then somebody else came with a different name. And then there was somebody from South Africa that actually commented and said, no, actually, it is the singer-songwriter Nia Nal. And they were going, like, who the hell is Nia Nal? And I was like, she's just a wannabe who wants to cover, who covered the song and everything. And in that moment, you actually don't have the need to defend this. Yes. You know, you got royalties. Thank you very much. And
you got royalties. I didn't get any. I'm still waiting for some royalties.
But I think it's just amazing when somebody actually covers your song and it gets out there. And you know what? The truth never needs to be defended.
Yeah, you wrote it. You no matter what anyone says, it's your song. Yeah. How amazing. This has been so much fun.
I know, I love it. Have you got some more songs on here? Which one have you got on there? Let's talk about that song.
That was a great intro.
Yeah, because I mean, I specifically remember one night at the Hilton Hotel I was singing. I loved the Hilton Hotel because they put the grand piano in the middle of the buffet. So I had about 40 minutes to decide what I'm going to eat in that day. I tell you, I sat the entire piano full.
Listen, food is so important for
food,
us musicians.
Sex, yeah, and sleep.
Absolutely.
Those are the music.
I had a drummer once who used to bring Tupperware to corporate events so that he could fill up the week's worth of supplies.
I come with my whole cooler bag to every event because food is very important. But anyway, I remember sitting there one night and somebody sent me an SMS and said, I've got to go outside and go and look at this. There's magic happening outside. And when I got outside, it was a lunar eclipse, die maanverduistering. And I, yeah. Oh, dit was ongelooflik. It was in the year 2001. Ek sal nooit vergeet nie. En ek het al buiten toe gegaan en ek na die maan gesit en kyk terwyl hy nou so swart word. En ek het daai aand gesit en wens en gedroom en gebid dat ietsie spesiaals tog met my moet gebeur, want jy weet, dit is nogal soul destroying partykeer om so in die restaurante en die pubs en in die casinos te speel. En ek onthou, ek het so na die maan sit en kyk en op pad huis toe daai aand het ek deur my karvenster sit en kyk en hierdie sang het na my toe gekom binne 20 minute toe ek by die huis was, want het vat my presies 20 minute om by my huis te kom van die Hilton Hotel af. En ek het nog so deur die karvenster sit en kyk na die maan. En ja, hierdie liedjie het gekom en het was en sal nog altyd wees een van my mees spesiaalste liedjies, Who Painted the Moon Black.
Awesome, let's listen.
Did you see the shining moon turned into a black balloon just as you walked away from me? Did you see how hard I've tried not to show the pain inside just as you walked away from me? Who painted the moon black just when you asked your love back? Who painted the moon black? Oh, won't you come back? Must have been the darkest night, not even a star inside. Just as you walked away from me, who painted the moon black just when you asked your love back? Who painted the moon black? Oh, won't you come back? Who painted the Shambhala,
a black balloon. Just as you walked away from me. Now, who painted the moon there just when you asked to love affair? Who painted the moon there? Oh, won't you, won't you come?
Future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
5 minute, voel lank. As jy jou droomnooi by haar ouerhuis gaan optel vir jylle eerste afspraak, en sy nog nie gereed is nie, en jy net gauw-gauw vir haar moet wag, op diezelfde dag met haar pa als sy jachtvriende. Die een groter en hariger is die ander, onthaal vir hul jaarlikse najacht of biltong ophangbraai. En hulle skielik min in die vocht inhoud van die biltongkamer belangstel, en baie in die feit dat jy een kraaghemp met net een kleer aan het. Terwyl hulle na jou gluur met bloedbelope oë oor snorre waarin siliekies soos jou nou gewoonlik spoorloos verdwyn, totdat jy die gevoel kry, dat hulle vanaand meer as net blispok witlies aan die vleisakke gaan hang, en jou selfvertrouwe laat kwyn soos 'n skadu in die naamhip, en jou droomnooie gedagtes in 'n nagmerrie verander, terwyl jy bid vir die einde. 5 minute voel kort, as dit altyd is wat het jou vat om jou gunsteling mieliepap gaar te maak. Ys Quick Cook Mieliemeel. Van sak na bak in 5 minute.
Cliffcentral.com.
What a fabulous ad.
I love it. Millipop.
Can we just do I'd like to do a big thank you to Gareth and his team here. It's so refreshing to be able to talk about what we want to talk about and
this will like it.
May cliffcentral.com go from strength to strength. Yeah, very, very cool.
Ek en jy het baie besig in naweek voor ons, nee? Want jy gaan een paar keer ronddraag en ek is besig om partijkie te reel, want my 3 meisiekies het nou net 8 jaar oud geworden.
Yes.
So,
one of the reasons why my weekend is hectic is because
you're gonna race back
I'm racing back for that party,
Weet jy wat nie, ek kan nie glo hoe vinnig 8 jaar gevlieg het nie, en ek kan nog onthou toe ek swanger met die drieling was, en it was just, what a miracle. En ek onthou toe die dokter vir my gesê het, daar's 1 nie, daar's nie 2 nie, daar's 3. And I was like, I was for a moment, for a very brief second, I was speechless.
And that doesn't happen often with me now.
No. And I remember I felt so, I went out there and I phoned the entire world and told them, and that night I couldn't sleep. I was like, what if something happens to one of these little babies? Because I'm already in love with all 3 of them. And I sat for an hour listening to this doctor telling me about everything that's going to go wrong. And this is how the universe works. The next morning, someone sent me an SMS and says, you've got to watch Discovery Channel tonight. There's a In the Womb program. And I remember watching how it was about twins and triplets and quadruplets. And right at the end of the program, the announcer says, it doesn't matter if it's one baby or two or three or four, five or six. This remains a miracle. And the three of these three girls, you know, they are such a miracle. And I remember that's awesome. When I realized that I can just do my best, but I've got to let go. En ek spot altyd en ek sê, ek weet presies wat gebeur met control freaks, nie, beheerverrate. They end up having triplets. And that's when you know you're never in control and you're never going to be in control again. So they've really taught me how to just be and just let go and trust the flow of things 8 years ago. Can't believe it.
Have you got any gigs this weekend?
I do.
Where are you playing?
Tomorrow I'm doing Stone Cradle in Pretoria.
Oh, that's an awesome venue. Over the Reed Flay Dam.
Yes, and I'm doing this special event for Women's Day in the morning. Okay. People can like check out my website and also on my Facebook. And my website is www.nianel.com. And you, have you got any gigs this weekend?
Yes, I'm leaving 6 o'clock on Saturday morning to drive.
6 in the morning?
Yeah, in the morning.
It's in the middle of the night.
Oh, Sonia, Nianel does not handle early rising.
I don't handle it.
I had to phone her several times just to get here on time today.
So you're driving to Durban and then you're racing back?
Driving to Durban to play on the Castle gig rig before the big rugby test match at Kings Park Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The moment we finish, to get back into the bus, my big band bus with beds and everything in it, and drive
back for the triplets party.
Drive straight back so that I can sleep in the loving arms of my girlfriend, mm-hmm. and then go to your daughter's birthday party the next day.
And then on Monday we're doing that awesome workshop at Absolute Soul,
yes.
And then Tuesday I'm shooting a DVD. I'm actually recording a DVD where I'm going to capture all the techniques and all the breathing techniques and everything. So tell me, are you going to sing that awesome song of yours on your gigs this weekend? The very famous one that nobody believes you wrote?
Cry Baby Cry.
Yeah, can we play it right now?
I would love it if you guys played it right now.
Cry Baby Cry, Clint Cunningham.
Late at night by my TV light, they show me life will have no meaning. No one to stop crying. Cry, baby, cry. There's no one to love you now. Cry.
CliffCentral.com.
Late one night, coming home after a gig. Mm-hmm. Back in the days when there was no DSTV and at like 11 o'clock at night, CNN International used to go on. We arrived home from the gig. My partner, Marshall, at the time, he was my guitar player. I was his singer. We used to work a lot together. And we wrote that song together. And we witnessed on CNN International that big, there was massive problems in Rwanda. And there were refugees fleeing the country. And there on the side of the road was a mother who had died with her newborn baby still alive in her arms.
Sure.
Cry, baby, cry. There's no one to love you now. The song starts late at night by my TV light. They showed me a life with no meaning, no one to stop the crying. She's so lonely. Cry, baby, cry. That's what that song
is. That is awesome. That is so awesome. Wow, that is such an amazing song. And don't you think that it's usually those simple songs that become hit songs, you know? And I think life is like that.
That's a two-chord song.
I know. And it's like even Who Painted the Moon. The thing is, in simplicity, there's so much magic in simplicity. Yeah. And life is like that. If you can manage to keep your life simple and just eat droewors like we do now. You know, maar ons is so intelligent. Ons maak ons lewens so gecompliseerd. And I've truly found that it's in the simple things, you know. Yeah. Like, I can actually be a vegetarian if it wasn't for biltong. Ek is wel lief vir biltong.
Tell us your, in fact, I'll start. Okay, most embarrassing moment on stage. Okay. My most embarrassing moment.
Okay. Can I, like, is it a long story? Can I quickly take
a bite? Yes, you can take a bite of your dribbles. I was playing with Marshall at Tin Roof Blues years ago in Knysna. I'd had a butterfish for lunch that had not, my stomach had not liked it at all. And I had a runny bum of note.
No.
Now I have to be on stage. Okay. So I said to Marshall, I said, if I rush off the stage in the middle of the song, please play a long guitar solo and don't laugh at me. So Strews Bob, halfway through one of the songs, halfway through the night, in the middle of a song reaching for a high note, I soil myself. And I have to rush off stage and run to the toilet.
Okay. No.
Thank God it was winter and it was very, very cold on the garden route. So I had underpants, long johns, and my jeans on. So I had only soiled my underpants.
Oh, fantastic.
So I went into the bathroom, took my underpants off, managed to clean myself up, and back, got dressed up, and everything was fine, except for the failed pair of underpants that I had in my hand. What am I going to do with these? I can't flush them down the toilet. There's nowhere to throw them. There's no dustbin in the toilet. What am I going to do? And as I'm holding them with two fingers up in my hand like this, and I look up, I see the window is open.
No, so no, I just,
there's nothing I had to, nothing, what could I do? I've got to get back on stage. So I lob them out of the window. Go back on stage. We finish the gig. Everything's going fabulously. End of the night, we're packing up the gear. And I'm carrying one of the speakers, and I had one of those old Flower Power VW Fleetline combis back in the day. It was a beautiful old band vehicle. So we were carrying the gear down the stairs, around the corner to the back parking lot to park, to pack the gear. Come around the corner, and there, hanging from my rearview mirror on my combi, are my soiled underwear.
Cannot escape that one.
I can't believe I just told that story.
Well, thank you very much for sharing.
Your turn.
No, yours is definitely worse. I mean, really, I'm very special like that. I have very special moments on stage. I can't remember. I don't know which one was worse. The one where I fell horribly on stage in front of an entire audience, and afterwards. But this is actually
in
good.
The middle. You fell.
No, I fell in the show. I do that quite often. Part of my saving grace is if I don't fall tonight, it's like, yeah, that was a great gig. I didn't fall. But after the show, everyone came up and said, my band came calling me. They said, listen, there's a whole group of people and they're looking for Nadine.
Oh, no.
So everyone thought I was Nadine. So I kind of escaped that one.
So but everyone thinks that Nadine was the one falling. Meanwhile, it was you.
Maar ek sal sê, my ergste oomblik was toe ek moes ingevul het vir Amor, vir Tony.
Mm-hmm.
En Joost, Hulle twee doen hierdie MC Geeks, okay, en dan, and they were presenting an award evening, en ek moest toen vir haar invul, want sy was siek geweest en nou moet ek praat, en ek het nog nooit MC werk gedoen, okay, so ek het nie idee wat ek doen nie, en hulle stuur vir my al hierdie lang papier, wat ek nou moet oefen in reus voor die tyd, en I am so nervous, want dit is nou nog in Engels ook, okay, en ek is Afrikaans, dit is nou baie jare terug, so I get to this place, and, okay, ons gaan nou hierdie doen, ek moet hierdie sê, Joos sê daar, maar ek is so nervous, nee, ek luister nie een woord wat Joos sê nie, en die hele saal sit vol van hierdie stuive mense, want het is een award evening, so allemaal is nou baie nervous en alles, en ek gaan op en ek sê my eerste gedeelte, en ek praat daar en ek gaan sit, nou begin ek my volgende gedeelte lees, nee, en ek is so nervous, ek wil net alles reg sê, en Joos praat sy hele stuk klaar, en hy is klaar, en toe hy nou klaar gepraat het, staan ek weer op, en ek stap na die podium toe, en ek gaan aan, nee, en ek begin so met die awards ceremony nou aankondig en alles, maar ek hoor dit raak so stil, en maar ek lees net alles, lyn vir lyn, because, you know, I'm just so thankful I'm getting through this, and I just want to get this over and done with, en op een stadium sien ek hier so staan, Joos langs my, en hy tik my so op my skouer, en hy sê vir my, nee, Mel, let's go and have our main course. And that was what he announced just before I went back continuing with the
water. Oh, so you were supposed to wait.
I was supposed to go and have my main course, and I didn't even listen to a single word he was saying. I was so embarrassed. I sat in the toilet, and I'm thinking, I don't want to, please don't.
Did you get a round of applause?
No, I didn't. Everyone's like, if they were like warm and welcoming, I mean, that is just, but, oh, there's a word even in the corporates.
MC work is...
Oh, it's hard work.
No, it's not easy. You've got to have the gift of the gab. And
oh, like, absolutely. Like, when we went the other night to the comedy club, I love that. And I think to myself, at least with us, people are polite. They will kind of, even if they hate the song, they'll just kind of go like this. But people will not laugh if your joke is not funny.
Yes.
So we went to the comedy club the other night, and it was so funny, and there's this guy who was telling these jokes about the Afrikaans music, and Clint and I was laughing the loudest in this place, because what did he say? He says, now I forgot... he says he has lots of friends. He's got he's got black friends, he's got colored friends, and he's got Afrikaner friends, and he doesn't, you know,
discriminate.
They doesn't discriminate, because he's actually got black friends that can swim. Now, I can't remember the thing. I can't remember the thing about the colors. What did he say? He's actually has.
I can't remember.
No, but the Afrikaners, they say, but he hasn't got one Afrikaans friend that can dance. And he says, and it must be because of the cock music that they listen to. And then he says, and the Afrikaners always have the just one name. It's like Steve and Kurt and Nadine. And he goes on like this. And then he says, and the best is when they introduce their band. Now, I laugh so much. And he says, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for my awesome band, Frikkie. Frikkie, press play.
And then you and I fell off our chairs.
Oh, we were laughing so much.
So, that was very funny.
No, and the thing is, yeah, being a comedian, I think, is the hardest thing ever, because if nobody laughs, at least we'll get like a lame.
Little. Yeah, it's difficult. Like, sometimes I'll start a show and people have no clue who I am. I say, hi, my name is Clint. Most of you will recognize me from the movies. And there's a bit of a stunned silence. And I say, I go to the movies a lot. And sometimes they laugh their asses off, and other times they look at me like, who is this dude?
Yeah, and you're just doing it. I know. I think most of us spend half our careers just trying to impress people and trying to get them to listen to you, and then the rest of our life just trying to actually listen to ourselves and getting in touch with who we are, you know. And I think this is the one thing that I've realized, is that remaining authentic and singing what's in your heart, and not, you know, not what to please. Obviously, you want people to enjoy your music, but to stay true to yourself and write what's in your heart. And then, at the end of the day, you must want to listen to your own music. It's not something that you want to like, oh no, let's not listen to that song. I mean, I only have an ENL CD in my bus.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. And you're so proud of your music, and so you should be.
I love your music, and I love your music too. But since I was a little girl, you know, my head is so full of music. For me, the greatest sound, the most beautiful sound, is silence.
Yes.
I love silence.
Yes.
And that's also when you can really, and if you can learn to become quiet, that is when you actually
connect and get the
guidance that you need in your life. I actually went on a trip like 3-4 years ago to learn to become quiet.
Yeah.
And you were saying?
The Clinton Co bus does not have a sound system in it at all.
Oh, cool.
When we go on a long trip, if anyone wants to listen to music, they listen to what's on their phone or on their iPods with earphones.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep it that way because that's when I unravel.
And you can sit quiet.
Road trip in the bus or road trip on a motorcycle.
If the gig is so far away, then I will actually be hoarse by the time we get to the gig because I've talked all the way there.
talked all the way back.
And it's like, oh, that was exhausting. Clint, we've got to play one more of your songs because you're an amazing songwriter.
Thank you.
This song is also on your album and it's called...
All My Life.
All My Life by Clint Cunningham.
Lord, it's getting harder to find it right and wrong. Each day I'm getting older, singing the same old song. It's time to meet me now, the only one. The ship is coming in and it thrills me to the bone. All my life, day to day, it's getting shorter, choices all around, trying to raise a daughter, the heartache I have found. It's time to be someone, no stone unturned. The moment travels on, and what have I learned? Stand by my side for a brand new start.
CliffCentral.com.
So, Clint.
Yes.
Besides Nia Nal.
Yes.
Who's one of your favorite artists?
South African artists.
No, anybody.
Anybody.
Like, if you're home alone and you have a nice glass of red wine. And
I am very, very partial at the moment to a little Portuguese violinist.
Singer and
oh, but she is fabulous.
She is fabulous.
Okay. Anybody who is authentic, anybody who is in love with music the way you and I are in love with music.
Yes.
I don't I don't enjoy the poses, and I don't enjoy, Gareth will probably shout at me for this, but I don't enjoy the competition of pop idols and American idols. And all. I don't believe that singers should be in competition with each other, because I can't do you, and you can't do me vocally and musically and that. And anybody who shares from their soul. I love John Mayer. I think he's fabulous songs. Yeah, his song, Fathers Be Good to Your Daughters.
Oh, that's
kicked
nice
my butt
is.
Properly. Pink. I think Pink is very authentic. I think she's awesome. And local artist, Guppy. I love Guppy to bits.
He's a great songwriter, great musician.
Awesome musician, yeah.
Even my sister, Rihanna. I think she's a brilliant songwriter.
Fabulous songwriter and beautiful singer. Absolutely. There's a lot of talent in this country.
Was it an amazing Afrikaans singers as well. Joshua and Ari Rien is ook for me. Yeah. Chris Chameleon. Was it rarig amazing musicante.
Yeah.
I also love a lady called Beth Nielsen Chapman.
Yes.
Oh, she writes the most beautiful lyrics in Nashville, and I had the privilege to write a song with her 1 year. I was so happy.
Hey, awesome.
She wrote that song, This Kiss.
Yes, Faith Hill's Big Hill, Hit, yeah.
So for me, anyway.
Can you believe the 2 hours has gone so quickly?
You know?
We were worried how we were going to fill 2 hours, and we
thinking,
have filled.
Do I have enough things to say on air nonstop? Ken is like, really? Are you worried about that?
Thank you to those who have been listening to us. Oh, thank you, and bless you. Yes. May you have a fabulous weekend. Thank you for listening to our nonsense. And I hope you were able to be entertained and cottoned onto some of it. And what a blessing to be with you, Nianel. You're fabulous and an inspiration. Thank you, Gareth, for having us at this wonderful radio station.
Yeah.
And thank you to your production team that's been pressing the buttons furiously and, and moving microphones around so we can sound our very best. Lots of love. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know, I think I just want to leave everybody with this. We need to be the miracle that we want to see in this world. You know, we have to be the love that we want to feel. It all begins with you. Learn to love yourself and make a difference out there, make a difference in your life. If you love yourself, you have so much more to share. And my motto in life is just be.
Amen.
Life will roll you, roll you, roll you over till you say you're done. When that moment finally happens, you know you've just begun to understand the meaning of what it means to be alive. 'Cause what you want is what you've gotta be. So be the miracle you wanna see. Be all the love you long to feel and make it real. Magic of what you can be. Believing is what will set you free. Free to be who you're meant to be. Just be. Your mind will roll you, roll you, roll you over till you call it love. 'Cause it's controlling you by telling you you're not enough. Until you reach within, you won't begin to see the truth. The truth that life will be just what you choose. So be the miracle you wanna see. Be all the love you long to feel and make it real. See the magic of what you can be. What will set you free? Free to be who you're meant to be. Oh, just be. Oh, just be. Oh, just be. Oh, be. Oh,
unreal, uncensored, unradio.
CliffCentral.com.